Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We are also heard on the No Filter Network at nofilter.net. I do talking head shows there. And finally, we're on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever the hell you listen to the radio. Search up Z Radio Live. And then Hoppy Radio, which you're listening to right now, is on every single app by promoting and just by searching Hoppy Radio. Get it? Got it? I think we're good. Oh boy, did I get the weirdest call today. And I have to tread lightly. I have to be cautious. I don't want to say too much. Okay. About 2 years ago, there was this artist that I would promote. And I wasn't really ever promoting him on my page. So there's no way to go back and track it. But I was like, I made a social media handle for him. And he was a guy in his late 50s who would go to different concerts and he would try to like open up for the concert. And he would go to different open mics and he was always trying to open up for these shows and hopefully get paid. And he hit me up going, "You're good at social media. Can you get me gigs?" It was really hard to get him gigs. It was hard. So we basically lost track. I also helped him like plug in the HDMI cord into the TV. And that was like the most magical thing of all time. Like it's bizarre when like Gen X and baby boomers, like they don't know what millennials know. And I'm not insulting baby boomers or Gen X by saying it. It's just a fact. Like I took the HDMI cord. I plugged it into the Roku. I plugged it into the TV. And it was like I was a fucking magician, man. So anyway, he would pay me a little bit to like do this with his laptop or that. And then like, I never really got along with his wife, but I was like, whatever. So I don't hear from this guy for 2 years. And this is all alleged. I get a text message around 11 a.m. this morning. I'm just waking up, getting the sand out of my eyes. I'm a little tired, hanging out with my girlfriend. And this guy texts me. He's like, "Hey, man, can I call you real quick? I want to ask you something about smartphones." And I'm thinking, oh, maybe he's finally trying to get an iPhone and leave Android. Or maybe he wants to know something about a phone. Like, that's what you're thinking when he's going to say that. So I call him up and he goes, "Do you know much about those dating apps like Tinder and Bumble?" And I'm like, "Well, not anymore. I'm in a relationship. Why?" He goes, and he just openly says it, which is why he's going to get caught. He goes, well, I want to cheat on my wife, so I want to get a second phone. But the thing is, like, I want to put the second phone not in my name. And then I'm thinking, well, if you also make a Tinder, you have to have a real account and they verify it. I was like, oh, man. Like, I know marriage is hard, but goddamn, dude, just divorce her. I don't know what that was all about. Like, I was just so bizarre. And his phone lost connection. So then he called me back. He's like, sorry, I didn't mean to hang up. And it lost connection. And I was like, oh, my God. I need a second phone to cheat on my wife. Like, not even at all discreet. Like, you know, for some side action. No, just openly saying, I want to cheat on my wife. That'd be like if you were trying to find somebody to rob a bank with, and you're not even using the keywords. You're like, hey, can I rob a bank with you? Or if you're buying drugs, can I have some heroin? I mean, that's what you're basically doing when you're talking to a radio guy, and you're saying, I want to cheat on my wife. Can I get a second phone? Like, man, a little common sense. Oh, wait, that's right. We don't have common sense anymore in this society, so I'm not really surprised. Last night, I had an absolutely, positively epiphany that I'm getting a little bit older. It's less than a month until I turn 28. It's less than a month, or beginning this month, that I'm 10 years removed from high school. But that's not freaking me out. No. It's not the getting older and almost getting out of my 20s. I have this new problem. And I don't want to get scatological on this show. I don't like poop humor. I think shock jocks that use poop humor are just, hello, brow. But last night, around 2 in the morning, I was like munching out after like sleeping. And I was like, I want some Cheetos. So I went and I had some Cheetos. And I woke up really sick. And then I didn't sleep because I had to go to the bathroom at 4 and 6. And I know you're going, Ryan, but that's because you ate Cheetos at 2 in the morning. That's not the point, though. The point is, I used to be able to do it. Is it gross? And is it very much a manly thing to do? I don't know what that means. Yes, but I can't do it anymore. I got a tummy ache. I got a stomach ache. That sounds better. And I can't do it anymore. And now is a sign that I was getting older. Like this morning, I was like, why don't I eat those fucking Cheez-Its at 2 in the morning? it was fun. But you just feel that you're getting older. Like today I worked out and like, I'm not bragging about how much I work out, but God, I work out a lot. I had not gone in 3 weeks. Oh, man. My right arm, oh, God, it's so sore. And, yeah, you can put it in the joke. Of course his right arm would be really tired. But, oh, my God, 9 years ago, the workouts I did today, I would have been like, whew, let's go out and drive around the bad parts of Chicago for no reason. That's what we did in Chicago in the suburbs. Like 9 years ago, you would go to the gym and feel alive and then want to go to the city of Chicago and drive around Lakeshore Drive and have fun. For some reason, I'm having a nostalgic moment right now. But no. No. If I eat badly, I'm done. I can't go out and do anything. Man. It's driving me nuts. You know what else is driving me nuts? You know what else is out of this world? It's sports. And I had an epiphany recently about how I view sports. It's kind of like when you get older and you begin having epiphanies about death and you start viewing it differently. Or you have epiphanies about if you want to get married. Or epiphany, if you want to have kids, I just slurred that, I'm not drunk. You want to have an epiphany about your job. Like it might be a quarter life crisis, but you're thinking about what you want to do with your life. Well, I have the new angle when it comes to sports. Accepting that the organizations that run the team don't give a flying fuck about you. Wrong button. A flying fuck about you. And I know you're going, Ryan. Should have known that since day one. You claim to be this sports guru that never played a second of sports and barely watches the game and goes on your phone, but comes on here and spews opinions. How are you going to be surprised by that? Here's why I'm surprised by them. Because the Chicago Cubs got rid of, I don't even know the name, so this is fake outrage on my part, Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, and Chris Bryant, I believe. Yes, in the three trades. And it's like, your whole lifetime in Chicago, you're like, go Cubs, go Cubs. In 98, there's the home run derby. And then blah, 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 there's a chase for Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And then in 02, Sammy Sosa gets the corked bat. But, oh, we forgive Sammy. And then in 2003, Steve Bartman happened. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. It was a very bad day in Chicago. And then the 2000s happened. And then in 08, 09, they get swept in the playoffs. And then they win the World Series in 2016. And we're supposed to be the best thing ever. Woo, sports. I've never met these millionaires. They will never meet me. They will never care about me. But I'm rooting for them. And I'm putting in a lot of time. And I'm putting a lot of... I just turned down my mic. You know what happens? They save money. They go, we're making so much money. We don't need to keep these players around. And you just got your ass beat by the Chicago Cubs if you're a Cubs fan. Not literally beat. But if you're a fan of any sports team, you're a schmuck. It's one thing to watch. But I am such an agnostic sports fan now. When you have the Chicago Cubs getting rid of all the players that took you to the World Series and you had a legacy of taking 108 years to go to the World Series, it's just a disgrace to the fans. And it's like the Ricketts, the people that own the Cubs, are worth like billions of dollars. So you're not telling me they couldn't have gone to payroll and figured out a way to keep players, like how the Buccaneers did it when they won the Super Bowl this year. They kept the players, and the Lightning are trying to keep players. There's ways to work around the money. The Cubs organization didn't even try to work around the money. They're just like, we'll just get rid of the players and we'll just F over every single fan. Infuriating. All the years, I mean, it wasn't like I had anything else to do. I'm sitting here acting like, oh, I let time go to waste on a Saturday in 2011 watching the Cubs on WGN in the afternoon. I was going to go to so many parties and get so many girls.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Sportsy sports.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment is brought to you by the best fitness trainer. In all of the Bay Area, Devin Prasad. At FitSageFitness.com, there you can sign up for workouts if you're in the Bay Area. But if you're not in the Bay Area, you don't have to freak out. You can do virtual workouts with him. This is all at FitSage Fitness. Are you listening? Because I don't know if you're listening. Okay. You good now? Yeah. FitSageFitness.com.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned into Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
A California movie theater shooting is now a double homicide.
Another movie theater shooting and nobody knows about it. Unless you go on like CNN and it's a little quick blurb on a TV, maybe on Fox News. If you don't see Tucker Carlson's fake ass yelling about things that are scripted. Nobody. Oh yeah, he's a hack. Very talented hack. Nobody's talking about this movie theater shooting where this dude that was famous on TikTok, age 19, dies. Nobody. Remember like July 2012 when the Batman movie theater shooting happened. I hate that I know the guy's name, but I'll say it. James Holmes with the orange hair. Yeah. And then you had Sandy Hook in like December 2012. Yeah. Remember that? No, the horror. And we kind of came together as a country. And then we had like the Boston bombing. And then, like, we had all those incidents in the early 2010s and we were coming together. And then it's just, another movie theater shooting. Sky's blue. Like, that's the attitude now. Remember the fear? Remember like the horror? Yeah.
18-year-old Riley Goodrich was pronounced dead on the scene after she and her friend, 19-year-old Anthony Barajas, were both found shot after a showing of the horror film The Forever Purge.
Okay, this is going to get really dark and really morbid. You guys ready for a fun little time? So I don't think we as a society value life enough. And what I mean by that is all these movies we are into, everybody's a superhero. Everybody's going to last forever. And nobody wants to think about the day that they will die. It's been on my mind a lot lately. I don't know why. It's kind of creepy. But it's going to happen. And when this TikTok actor got shot and killed at the movie theater, he's dead forever. He's gone. All the victims of Sandy Hook, they're gone. Maybe there's an afterlife. There has to be something because this life is so bizarre and so short and there's so much energy that like fills up a room that something had to create this. I don't know if we go to heaven and we're hanging out with the angels and devils or whatever, but I think there's something. We don't value this time here. And we can do a little meme and we can go, oh, we care about guns or we're against guns. It doesn't matter about it. It's about life. And like the politicians only care about themselves and their legacy. So we're just doomed. We're absolutely positively doomed. And I'm not trying to fear monger on here. I'm not trying to be Alex Jones, but it's just, we don't care anymore. And then we think about death when somebody we're close to dies. And then we start thinking about it for a little bit. And then something really good happens in our life, like a job promotion. And then we forget about it until the next family member dies. It is essentially what we do as humans. We suppress it until we're on our deathbed. And then we're like, oh, it's about to happen. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be dark, but it's something you got to talk about, man. There's a TikTok star who is now dead. And I know you're going to go, oh, but he's getting special treatment in media because he was famous on TikTok. He was a human, too.
There's no happily ever after.
At the time, Barajas, a popular TikToker, was taken to a local hospital where he was reportedly placed on life support. Sadly, Anthony Barajas died of his injuries 5 days later. Barajas' family, in a statement, asked for space and privacy as they grieve, noting from his quick smile to his compassionate heart, Anthony's presence was a gift to all who knew him. Police do have a suspect in custody. Joseph Jimenez was originally charged with...
Oh, and then here's the other thing that I love. He's going to be, like, hated in prison. Because, like, everybody goes, Derek Chauvin's going to prison. He's going to, like, moments in shower with Bubba. No. You really think they allow these high-profile people to be in general population? I've never been to prison. I don't plan on going there. But I would assume, like, you don't just go, hey, Derek Chauvin, I'm going to put you in a lunchroom full of 200 people that hate you. Yeah, like, I feel like he's getting solitary confinement, but he's getting, like, protected, essentially. This shooter is going to get that, too. All the shooters get it. They all get it. They get special treatment. And what the special treatment is, they get a room to themselves. And there's never really any revenge or eye for an eye that ever goes with these criminals. Ever. 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 Oh, they get life in prison. They get to be alive. And they you know what I mean, Jellybean?
Murder, attempted murder, and robbery.
Court calls it a matter of People versus Joseph Jimenez.
Prosecutors are expected to amend the charges following Barajas' death. 20-year-old Jimenez has not yet entered a plea.
Mr. Jimenez, you are willing to have the arraignment postponed or continued to August 5th, is that correct?
Yeah. Riley Goodrich was a student at Grand Canyon University. Anthony Barajas was wheeled down an honor walk, according to a friend, before donating his organs so others may live. This is...
That's depressing. I don't know. Next on the happy hour. Finally! People caught up to the fact that Andrew Cuomo is a creep. I've been saying it for a year and a half, and no one's really cared about my opinion. But finally... I'm not laughing at what he did. It just took forever for him to get prosecuted. Like, anybody during the whole pandemic, if you watched any of the press conferences of Andrew Cuomo and you thought he cared about you, number one, or number two, you thought he was going to save the day, or number three, he was there for you and he was giving honest facts, then you're honestly a really gullible person. If you looked at Andrew Cuomo and him and Chris Cuomo dancing on those TikToks and doing their TV shows, yeah, they're douchebags, they're entitled pricks. If you honestly looked at that and went, that's genuine, you're a little gullible. You probably think the Big Bang Theory is hilarious. All right, let's see what the hell is going on with Inside Edition.
Calls for the governor of New York State to resign following an investigation that found that Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, among them a state trooper assigned to his security detail. But the governor is digging in. Les Trent.
Yeah, he is not going out without a fight. You think you're just going to go to a sociopath like Andrew Cuomo, who loves his power? Like, he was the guy who, a cop was banging his daughter. I don't mean to be crass. His daughter was getting banged out by a cop, and then he sent him to, like, upper New York. Like, he, like, took him 200 miles up north and had him taken away because he was, like, a security guard. Like, Andrew Cuomo's a power-hungry scumbag. But do you really think that he's just gonna walk out? Hey, Andrew, what's going on? I'm not gonna even try to do that voice. Yeah, you want to resign? Okay. You better believe when you're getting Andrew Cuomo to resign, you better believe that he is literally not gonna go out without a fight. He will be holding on to the doors and they will be dragging his legs. And he's like, no, I'm the governor of New York and I'm going to fix this legacy of mine. The one that's dead to the ground.
With more on the bombshell report.
Is this the end of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo?
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law.
Stated.
Doesn't he look like a dude that would just sexually harass women? He doesn't give off vibes of, oh, I want to have Andrew hang out with my wife alone.
State law.
State Attorney General Letitia James and a team of high-powered lawyers released a blistering report after 11 women came forward with claims that Cuomo engaged in inappropriate conduct.
And then, you know, like, okay, how do I word this? What's always creepy about reading the allegations against Bill Cosby or Andrew Cuomo or R. Kelly is how it's all like the same routine. During each situation that they're being predators, they have like the same, like, they close the door, they put on music, and like when you read the different allegations, it makes you realize that it's probably true if everybody is saying the same thing. You know what I mean?
In the executive mansion, the governor hugged executive assistant number one and reached under her blouse to grab her breast.
They say Cuomo also targeted a female state trooper.
In an elevator, while standing behind the trooper, he ran his finger from her neck down her spine and said, "Hey, you." Another time, she was standing holding the door open.
What is that, man? Like, I just love, like, banging my girlfriend, man. And what I mean by that is, like, she wants to bang me and I want to bang her. Maybe it's because I'm a good person, but like the idea of like consent, of like always knowing that the woman wants to do it too, it's like, it's just, it's just the human way. You know what I mean? It's so foreign to me that guys like Andrew Cuomo and all these guys that get these accusations, like they don't realize what they're doing is wrong, or they realize what they're doing is wrong and they don't care. Like to not have like empathy is foreign to me.
For the governor. As he passed, he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to where the hip where she keeps her gun.
2 hours later, in a videotaped response, Cuomo fired back.
Oh, no. First, I want you to know directly from me.
Oh, man.
That I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
That is ballsy as hell to go out and say, I never did it. Like, you know how sometimes they will do like a loophole where they go, I don't appreciate people accusing me of things, you know, like they're pretty much saying they did it, but they're trying to just pay the legal fees and sweep it under the rug. The fact that he just said, I didn't do it at all, man, he legitimately thinks what he did was fine.
He also denied he did anything inappropriate when he met this woman at a wedding and cupped her face in his hands.
And she looks so nervous, like, get away from me.
I've been making the same gesture in public all my life.
But that might not be a good thing, Andrew. Maybe these gestures and these things you're doing in public, Andrew, maybe they've never been right and you're finally finding out in a Me Too era. You ever think about that, buddy boy?
I actually learned it from my mother. I do it with everyone.
Oh, don't bring her into this.
Cuomo.
Although she probably spoiled him, which is why he's the entitled sociopathic piece of garbage that he is. Oh, son, everything you do is perfect. I don't even know what voice that is. Jesus.
I actually learned it from my mother. I do it with everyone.
Cuomo included a montage.
Get over here. I'm going to grab your face. My mom and I used to do it, so that means it's right. Because I did it with my mom, I can do it to anybody without consent. Because I'm Andrew Cuomo, and I have power. And I have a small penis, and I'm overcompensating.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I do not like that guy. I do not like that guy. I do not.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Has all the info. As when I tell you he is the best trainer in all the Bay Area for your mixed martial art needs, boxing, whatnot. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. I'm a man of my words. Go there. Tell him I sent you.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
NBA D-League coaches, nationally syndicated radio hosts, TV writers, comedians. You never know who will call in a Hoppy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Gearing up to kick off his new era of music, and his personal life is also starting fresh as he revealed he's controlled his past drug and alcohol habits in the hopes of starting a family one day.
Oh man, somebody wants to grow up.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
As of Sunday night, The Weeknd's newest era has officially begun, and there's nobody more fired up about what's to come than Abel himself. He could hardly contain the excitement via Twitter last night when he made the executive decision to kick off his new era, and shortly after released a video teaser with the title, The Dawn Is Coming. In the
What's up?
1.5 minute teaser, Abel drops an upbeat club-inspired tune sans vocals until we hear just enough of his unmistakable pipes later in the clip.
All right, I can't play that. All right. So he wants to have kids. Oh, man. And he's having a hard time dating. Oh, he's so relatable. I guess he kind of is. Oh, Billie Eilish's terrible relationship with her body and how she copes.
Eilish is getting candid about the unhealthy relationship she has with her own body image and even revealed how her signature style of baggy clothing tends to take a toll on her mental health.
Yeah, it's depressing to look at. You look like somebody that would just be hanging out in Seattle. But then again, a lot of her fans come from Seattle. It's the depression.
Get into it.
Billie,
because her music's kind of depressing and everything in the Pacific Northwest seems depressing.
On her mental health. Let's get into it.
Billie Eilish has never been one to be tight-lipped with regards to her body insecurities.
And I mean, good for her. I just wish everybody could accept their body. It just sucks. Like, I wish women, like, in the, like, the local morning news you have on, like, the local Fox affiliate or NBC or ABC or CBS, I wish, like, the news anchors could just go on TV. Like, the women have a little bit of makeup on, but they don't look too good. And the guys look average, like they're hungover, and they read you the news. There's all this pressure that women always have to look perfect all the time. And literally, it's like affecting people like Billie Eilish.
And has admitted on multiple occasions that her signature baggy style is a product of hiding her body so she isn't objectified in the media.
But well, it was weird when she took that like bikini picture and you're like, wow, those really are baggy clothes. I never would have thought.
But in a new interview with The Guardian, Billie opened up about the, quote, terrible relationship she has with her body, especially when it comes to performing on stage.
I have a pretty awful relationship with my body, too. It goes, don't eat Cheez-Its at 3 in the morning. I really fumbled that joke. This next headline cracks me up, man.
Jennifer Aniston reveals why she refuses to use dating apps.
Why?
What do I do with that information now?
Oh, no.
The morning show star gets candid in a new interview with InStyle magazine and opens up about why she just can't get down with dating apps. Specifically, Raya, a high...
Oh, that's... Raya is like the elitist one. It's like the millionaire one. I don't know about it, because I don't make money.
Really, Raya.
No! Manifest the law of attraction. I make so much money and money will rain in my face tomorrow. But yeah, Raya is this like elitist app you have to be invited to.
Get down with dating apps, specifically Raya, a high-end invitation-only dating app that is used by lots of public figures and celebrities. Quote, here's the thing, these so-called anonymous places where so-called well-known people can go, I guess the reason well-known people go is because the people in the well-known areas don't discuss well-known people. Please, no. Yeah, so that...
Yeah, she seems like she's all over complicating everything, which might be why she's single in her 50s.
That sounds like a hard no from Jen.
Well, we'll find out.
And when the mag asked the friends...
Jen just seems complicated, man. I feel like she wants like a perfect thing and like nothing good enough. Like she can't just go, oh, this is pretty good. Like she got to go like, no, this next boyfriend will be better. And next one, and this next one will be better. And this next... Oh, Jesus Christ.
And star who has the best red carpet pose in Hollywood, she gave props to another Jen, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh yeah, let's kiss her ass. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed.
Quote, I want to know what gives her the look like she's about to be seething.
Yeah, with those nice lips. That's what I'm thinking about. Oh, it's amazing. The seething lips. Whenever I look at J-Lo, I don't look at anything else. I go, it's those seething lips. Oh, seething, they're so good.
Her the look like she's about to be seething.
Yeah.
It's amazing. She's almost stuck getting mad at somebody, but she's just so gorgeous.
Oh.
She's like, I can't believe I'm standing here.
Never mind.
But I don't think she's trying. She fell out of bed that way. She's a performer.
Oh yeah, you fall out of bed with 10 pounds of makeup on your face. What the hell is Jennifer talking about?
I'm thrilled. And she has a point. Just check out J-Lo on the red carpet, looking, as Aniston said, mad yet gorgeous, seething yet amazing.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this is like 50 Shades of Grey only entertainment news. She's so sexy. Let's kiss her ass for 2 more minutes. No, I don't care. Although, I do care enough about this. This whole thing, it's a video. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck give major PDA in Italy. This whole thing that they're doing is so bizarre. 856-49-HOPPY. Do you think it's bizarre? It feels like a publicity stunt that you're back with your ex from two decades ago or a midlife crisis. I don't know which one it would exactly be. I'm not exactly the authority on getting back with exes. I'm pretty sure I got the dream girl. But what I'm saying is let's find out more.
Bennifer packing on the PDA in Italy.
God, you know, Ben just reeks of a big D. You know, he's just got that big D energy. You know, he just lays the pipe.
Bennifer packing on the PDA in Italy.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Oh. Seriously, check out that smile on J-Lo's face.
Wow, a smile. So innovative. I love when they're like, check out the smile on the celebrity's face. They have perfectly white teeth and they're smiling. They can relate to us.
She's sitting on Ben's lap as he kisses her cheek.
Oh, wow.
The rekindled couple looked oh so in love as they dined at a restaurant in Italy.
Where was my invite?
Source says they were at Lo Scoglio for 3 hours and, get this, shared 2 makeout sessions that lasted 20 minutes each.
It's like, what?
I'm locked and loaded by the first 2 minutes. Can't imagine making out for 20 minutes. This whole relationship is so fake. Like, if they were, like, not taking 100 pictures and, like, trying to rub it in A-Rod's face, like, I would get it, man. But, like, the way they're like, oh, look at us. We're making out for 20 minutes. I mean, but then again, there's so many sex clubs in Florida, so maybe they're kinky about that.
Oh. It feels really good and it's really nice, but I'm so happy.
Oh, J-Lo has been sharing all sorts of sexy snaps from her European getaway with Ben.
Yeah.
And Ben's BFF, Matt Damon, playfully talked about the pair at a Stillwater premiere days ago.
There's a lot going on in France right now. Did you call Ben up and say, what gives, man? Why didn't you give me an invite?
No, I think that's a private trip. I don't think I'd be invited on that one. I might be a bit of a third wheel.
He's a cool dude, Matt Damon. I love that line. A little bit of a private trip. I get a lot of mouth hugs.
Why didn't you give me an invite?
No, I think that's a private trip. I don't think I'd be invited on that one. I might.
It's hilarious.
I'd be a bit of a third wheel.
Matt also had this to say about the couple in a new interview with Desus and Miro.
That woke show.
So what's it like having your boy have a relationship that's all over the news? Is that like weird?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's had one before. He's been in other relationships.
Yeah, it's weird, but I have to say, you know, the press was particularly terrible to them like 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, because they were particularly terrible too. It's a mix, Batman to Robin. The press, the celebrities, they're both terrible.
But what's nice is that they're being nice this time around.
Ben and Jen have a whole...
Yeah, they have to go ruin Britney's life. Free Britney!
Whole lot of history. The pair dated back in 2002 and got engaged later that year.
Oh, man.
We had chemistry as actors from the first moment we started working.
And that's a clip from 2003.
They met while filming their movie, Geely.
I always thought it was Gigolo growing up. I was like, I want to watch Gigolo. Oh, man, I was a weird kid growing up. Was weird.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. At TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can purchase it in person in Florida. But if you don't live in Florida, you don't reside in Florida, don't worry, man. Chillax. Don't have a panic attack. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. Then you can order online.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, my God.
Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle paste? Don't, he's allergic.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Happy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Alex Rodriguez is showing off his Tones physique. The former
midlife crisis. Look at my perfect body. I'm not a perfect person and I will die alone, but my body's perfect.
Alex Rodriguez is showing off his Tones physique. The former MLB player posted a steamy shirtless snap this week of himself taking an outdoor shower on board his yacht during his
He's just trying to wash away the tears.
Swoon-worthy European vacation.
If only I didn't cheat on J-Lo 90 times, I would have her.
On board his yacht during his swoon-worthy European vacation. And another one of himself rocking a fitted suit. He captions the pics writing, one or two, which suits you.
Should I do this picture or this picture? Everybody compliment me, please, because I'm really into care and I got a small penis. I'm A-Rod.
This has been a week full of celebrations. Alex celebrated his birthday on Tuesday while on his yacht getaway in the
relatable.
The French Riviera.
My birthday is in less than a month. Let's go on that yacht.
Riviera. Alex has been living it up in Saint-Tropez with friends from partying at the exclusive nightclub.
Don't care. There is not a mask guy who cares. It's such a like a April 2020 comment. Where's the mask?
To wakeboarding, to sliding off a
with that music playing at the club, you know, in like one of the rooms, like let's say in like the like bathroom or the closet, someone's gonna mouth hug. Like when that music is playing at like a party in like a club section, you know, things are getting a little freaky and you know someone's having sex. Like when this music's playing, that's when the party's going crazy.
To wakeboarding, to sliding off a gigantic slide on the yacht.
Yeah.
A-Rod isn't shy about sharing an inside look at his special day, writing, I'm feeling so grateful today, not just for celebrating my big day with incredible friends and family on this magical trip, but for all the well wishes, love, and support from everyone. I couldn't ask for anything more. Here's to...
All right, I don't care.
Kathy Griffin has been diagnosed with lung cancer despite never smoking. The 60-year-old comedian...
Man, life's a bitch, man. You have all those imbeciles. I've been smoking for 87 years and I never got cancer. And then you have like poor Kathy Griffin. Like, what the hell?
Took to social media to announce her stage one diagnosis and to urge fans to stay up to date on medical checks.
Got it.
Ooh, I've got to tell you guys something. Okay. I have cancer. I'm about to go into surgery to have half of my left lung removed. Yes, I have lung cancer, even though I've never smoked, Kathy wrote, adding, quote, the doctors are very optimistic as it is stage one and contained to my left lung. Hopefully no chemo or radiation after this, and I should have normal function with my breathing. I should be up and running around as usual in a month or less. The TV personality concluded her message by noting that it's been a hell of a 4 years trying.
Best wishes and best energy from the universe to Kathy Griffin. Oh my God, Britney Spears befriends a pig while vacationing in Hawaii.
Some days it seems like we'll never see a free Britney till pigs fly. Well, guess what? One flew all the way to Maui!
Britney Spears and her boyfriend Sam Asghari are in Maui, and on their trip, Britney came across a pig.
And Brit looks happier than a pig in Maui!
Apparently they got out of the car so that she could go up to the pig and have some time with the pig.
Hey!
Sounds like publicity. Like, how do you like, oh, there's a pig!
You can only order fancy tropical drinks and roll around aimlessly in the surf for so long. God, it's good to be Britney. Mostly. As for the pig,
it's so cute. You can't pass on an animal like this.
And an animal like this can't pass on you, because he's in a harness. Wicked! This pig looks just as excited to see Brit as she is about ending her conservatorship. But something's not right.
It's kind of funny. She's wearing like these like little high heels, like she's on vacation in Hawaii.
She is. All right, I don't care. The annoying Lizzo keeps trying to bang Chris Evans, and it's getting a little weird now.
I've been sucking in.
Oh, she is.
We're gonna have a little America.
Is Lizzo pregnant with Chris Evans' baby?
Not at all.
Not exactly.
Not
but
at all.
Captain America himself has
I will answer you right now. Not at all.
Responded to Lizzo's hilarious video, and it is good as hell.
I want to like Lizzo. I want to get Lizzo. I want to be like, oh my God, Lizzo's so wonderful. But I don't get it, man. I don't get Lizzo. I don't get it. I'm loud. I mean, like, she's good for women's rights and equality, but like, her music's awful. It's just all I hear. Like, oh my God. At least Taylor Swift can sing. Lizzo.
Shut up!
Oh my God.
I'm feeling good as hell.
It also started when the Grammy winner posted this TikTok, pretending to be pregnant with Chris's, specifically Captain America's, baby.
She's so funny.
This is something that I've been really trying to keep personal and private, just between me and
the whole world.
The father.
Because I need attention, because I'm a little irrelevant.
Of my child, but since we're airing out all the rumors today.
Yeah.
Sucking in. We're gonna have a little America.
Chris took a DNA test and 100% turns out he's that fake non-existing baby's dad.
All right, we gotta skip over the music.
Seemingly wrote, quote, "Hi, just heard about our little bundle of joy. My mother will be so happy, LOL."
It shook me up.
Yeah. And it gets even better.
Why?
Because Chris added this hilarious request.
What?
Quote, "Just promise me no gender reveal parties."
They're so funny.
LOL. Lizzo captioned the TikTok, quote, "Oh my God, y'all, he saw the baby bump. We did."
You know, she's really getting into it, and he's just like responding while laying next to like three blondes.
"This. Now y'all gotta name Lil America."
I think she legitimately is hoping this works out.
"What y'all about to name my baby?"
I'm still sweating, girl.
Yeah, okay.
I'm excited.
Detroit-born singer first decided to shoot her shot with Chris back in April when she drunkenly slid into his DMs.
"The reason I'm upset about this one is because I know I'm not going to be able to marry him. And honestly..."
Never mind.
"It hurts me to the core because damn, Papa, he a rare breed. No comparing. Like Chris..."
Oh God, I can't take it. Oh God. Can you imagine, like, she's a pretty girl and she's talented, but God, she's so loud, man. Chill out, Lizzo. You don't always have to yell. You don't always have to yell. You don't always, you got the point.
Hollywood Life with your Card Jenner roundup, starting with Kylie Jenner. The Keeping Up star, who is no stranger to trolls, received some criticism from fans after using a filter on an Instagram post while promoting the new cruelty-free line of Kylie cosmetics.
Who cares? Can you imagine all the people that get so upset over the Kylie line? While she's laying in money, you're laying in a house of dirty diapers.
Instagram user commented, "You still need the filter," while another added, "If her products are so damn good, why she need to use filters? I'm just wondering."
All right, who cares? 856-49 happy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Let's get some more from Hollywood Life.
Hollywood Life with a little news on your favorite couple, starting with Rita Ora and Taika Waititi. The two walked their first red carpet together at the Suicide Squad premiere just 3 months after they first sparked dating rumors when they posed for a cuddly photo together on the singer.
Such a good-looking couple.
Instagram. The lovebirds reportedly met in Australia earlier this year where Rita...
Man, it seems like all the rich people are just going to Australia. That's like my dream vacation.
Was filming The Voice, and Taika was directing Thor: Love and Thunder. So cute. Moving on to Bennifer, as Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez wrap up their European vacation. Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that they are treating this new romance as a second chance at true love. Our source revealed that J-Lo has never loved anyone the way that she loved Ben, and he feels the same about her.
Oh, thank God. What the hell is going on with Rihanna?
Update on RiRi and ASAP Rocky. Rihanna and the Harlem native had another date night in the city, and this time the couple went bowling at Essex and Delancey, followed by...
I love the when I was single and I would go on bowling dates. I went on a few because girls would be like, you want to go bowling? And man, I am uncoordinated.
By dinner. They were joined by a group of friends for the night out, and...
Oh, they're so relatable. They're going out. And they're bowling. I don't even want to talk about COVID, but Dr. Fauci, man.
I want to talk about that more with Dr. Richard Besser, the former acting director of the CDC, now president of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Besser, good morning to you. I mean, when you look at the lay of the land in this country, in the last month, cases are up more than 5 times.
Yeah.
Over the past 2 weeks, new infections have risen by 148%. I know a lot of people thought, wait a minute, I thought we turned the corner here. Just go back to...
I never thought we did. This is going on forever and ever.
Basics here. Why?
Yeah, you know, Savannah, we all wanted to turn a page on the pandemic, and unfortunately, the pandemic wasn't ready to turn a page on us.
It's a little nice little one-liner.
One of the things that's clear is that as long as there's widespread transmission of the virus, there's the opportunity for new variants to arise. And that's what happened with the Delta variant. Thankfully, it is covered by the current vaccines, but there's no guarantee that the next variant that emerges, it won't be one that the vaccines aren't effective for. So I'm really...
Like, okay. I got vaccinated on Sunday. So basically what happened was... I went to get vaccinated with the Moderna in like May. And I got my first shot, blah, blah, blah. I'll see you in 5 weeks. And then what happened was I was set to work the Mike Kelta show like 5 days in a row in June. And the first day, it was like the first day that I'd be going to bed at like 8 and getting up at 4. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to postpone taking the shot. And then all of a sudden, if I blink and it's August, and I'm like, I should probably get the shot because number one, like, there's a lot of emails about it at work, like, blah, blah. I can't really get into it, but, like, people are beginning to wonder who got... Here's how I'll word it. People are beginning to wonder who got vaccinated and who didn't. And with Halloween coming around the corner, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, I got to name all the days, Festivus for the rest of us, whatever it is, there's going to be parties where they're going to go, can I see your vaccination card? Is it unconstitutional? I have no idea. I don't read that book. I don't care. I don't like our government and never have. I feel very small. And I'm a tall guy. So to say that the government makes me feel small is saying a lot. But I'm just saying, man. It's ridiculous. Out of this world. I don't know. We're in a place, man. We're in a place. And I don't think it's a good place. I don't know where this universe is going. It doesn't seem to be going in a good direction. But everybody would be like, get vaccinated. My mom, other people, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going home to Chicago next week. So I'm like, fine. I'll get vaccinated. Fine. And I proceeded to drink a bottle of wine on Sunday. Oh, I bet it totally helped out the vaccine. If it makes people feel good, fine. Ugh, it's just so like out of the way. Like, you know, when there's little errands that seem more annoying, but they're really not that big of a deal. But like it's just annoying. Like, it's really not that much work to go to like a CVS and go, hey, can I get the shot? But just doing it, I'm like, ugh, I'll wait a few months. But I finally did it. Everybody get off my ass. No one was. Besides my girlfriend. No, not at all. I'm not into that. I'm not going to even play this headline. Dr. Fauci says things are going to get worse. Like, he's such an asswipe because this guy has been correct and incorrect about, he's just, it's a 50-50 game. This guy has been an absolute asswipe. And if you read documents about Fauci, and I'm not going down a conspiracy alley, but he was very uncomfortable. In March and April of 2020, he was like not wanting to be famous. And then around like May and June, when like the virus kept going on, what I'm trying to say, and like things kept moving and escalating, he was getting popular. And then he threw the first pitch, and he was going on radio shows, and he was going on the Try Guys on BuzzFeed. Like, and it was like he became a celebrity. And then you have this piece of garbage saying it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. Like, I know he's trying to like be honest in that, but maybe word it differently. Oh, God. And like, where did he come from? I don't know who he was. And all of a sudden, this guy and the CDC and the World Health Organization, they're going to tell us everything when they have no idea because they're living in the moment too. You know when people are going to know what's going on with COVID in 100 years when they look back at all this archive and they laugh at us. Until then, nobody knows. The World Health Organization doesn't know. The CDC doesn't know. You don't know. Your friend doesn't know. Dr. Fauci doesn't know. Trump didn't know. Mike Pence didn't know. The blonde, I don't mean to be sexist, but the blonde that was the press secretary when Trump was in office, she didn't know. Biden doesn't know. Nobody knows. So when you have people getting the shot and going, oh, it's COVID's gone, it's like, this is the first round. It's like getting the first iPhone. It's like the current shot that we are getting, this vaccine from Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer, like it's like getting the first iPhone or like the first Xbox or the first Nintendo. It's good. It's good to get the vaccine, but I'm sure a vaccine in 2027 probably will do all the things this current vaccine doesn't do. Eh, whatever. I'm not going to play this clip, but the baby was dropped from all music fests, and he's just such an idiot because, like, everything he said was so repulsive at that concert. And the other thing is, so he said sorry, but he didn't say sorry. And he wrote this really passive aggressive post, and then he lost all the music fests. And then when the baby loses the music fest, then he's like, oh, I'm actually really sorry. And then they had this really, like, very well-written post. And I'm going, why didn't he just write that the first time? Because when you say you're sorry the first time and you do it correctly, no one can ever prove if it's because you got caught or not. Because at least you said sorry. But when you have the baby being a jerk off the first round, and then when he sees every single festival didn't want him, then he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. It's like, doesn't really work that way, brah. I don't know. I don't care. God. I just want to move somewhere where like everyone's chill. Like I drive on the Florida road, everyone's crazy. I talk to everyone on the phone, everyone's crazy. It's just, aha. I'm not going to play this video, but Simone Biles has to respond to claims that she quit the Olympics. Who cares? No one's even watching the Olympics. The only people watching the Olympics are people that work a 9-to-5 that don't know how to use Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu or whatever. And they're like, how can I watch? I'll just watch the Olympics. It's for people that don't have nice things. Who cares? Who cares if Simone Biles quit? It's her decision. It's her body. God, everyone's just a jerk off nowadays. Everyone's a boob. You'll wonder why I said that.
Breastfeeding after the proper age, which I guess is what, 2 and beyond these days? What do you think?
So Coco, the wife of Ice-T, breastfeeds their 5-year-old. And then Ice-T tweeted out, I like to munch on them too, or whatever he said is weird.
I never understood that.
You want to know something? Chanel still likes my boob. She's 5 years old.
Coco Austin defending her choice to breastfeed her and Ice-T's 5-year-old daughter, Chanel.
It's a big bonding moment for your mother and your child.
Yeah, when they're 2, not when they're 5, and they're like, Mommy's got nice boobs.
Right.
And a lot of people are like, oh, you're not getting the nutrition after 2 years old. Why do it? And I'm like, my child's eating steak and hamburgers. She just likes a little snack every now and then. And
a nice filet mignon is just like sucking a mom's boob. A nice little porterhouse. Oh, yeah. Let's have a little porterhouse and some of my nipple.
More of the bonding between the mother. Why take that away from her?
She's so much fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm like this, or my real life doll.
Coco also says breastfeeding isn't abnormal because she claims in Europe they don't stop until 7 years old.
So weird, man.
I think all women do something differently, you know.
Yeah, you definitely are the example of people doing things differently
when it comes to their child, but I don't want to deprive the boob from her.
Chanel even joined her mama on camera, revealing why she likes it.
You know what?
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 You makes me sweet.
But she's a real fun...
I love this planet we live on, man. Let me go back to this.
Telling why she likes it.
I mean, let's take a moment. This is a news clip. This is just beautiful, man. Let's just count to 5 to just breathe and meditate and take in this moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Elle even joined her mama on camera, revealing why she likes it.
You know what?
Why?
What?
Makes me sweet.
But she's a real fun. It's like the best thing that happened to us.
Coco also says Chanel is allowed to sleep in her and Ice-T's bed at night if she wants.
We call our bed the family bed. We have Chanel and all 4 dogs.
But the models.
I wonder what it's like when Ice-T's just banging Coco. And then all of a sudden it's like, Mommy, can I get some sucky?
As she and her hubby make sure they have certain days where they have a free bed for their alone time, so the family bed arrangement doesn't affect intimacy too much.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
She have you wrapped around her finger.
I mean, she has absolute control over me. I can't lie. I mean, she's so cute and she's really smart.
Oh, last year, E.T. caught up with Ice-T, who talked about Chanel's popularity on Instagram.
Can I ask you how it feels to actually know that your daughter is almost as popular as you are on Instagram?
The day she was born, we started her Twitter page and her Instagram page because we knew we were going to be those parents shooting up.
All right, I don't care. Ah, you're looking for the best haircut of all time? Rich Kaylee, master barbershop at richkbarber.com. It's the place to go. Also, this has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestchasePrinting.com. I'm on every single platform that you can listen to a podcast on. Just type in H-O-P-P-E Radio, RyanHoppyRadio.com. At RyanHoppyRadio on all social media, but Snapchat at Hoppy Radio. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. So I got this message. I put up this video. This is how I'm going to end my show. Because I'm so good at these little endings, these little ending blurbs, the final word. That's what they used to call it on the sports shows that were on TV, like locally in Chicago. It'd be like 10:30 on a Sunday, and they'd be recapping what happened in sports. And they'd be like, it's time for the final word. What's going on, Mark G. and Greco? I'm having Chicago memories today. Okay, here's my final word. The final word. No, here it is. I got this message from this guy. I put up a video. It was Hot Pockets, a Tony's frozen pizza, and a bottle of wine. And I said, after working 30 hours in 3 days, this is all I need. I said it in a video, and I put it on social media, at Ryan Happy Radio. And this guy with a private account, like when you go into request folder, and it's like, you see the messages. No one ever gets a job opportunity or a life-changing opportunity or anything from the request folder. Like, no one goes, oh my God, I got the nicest message in the request folder. If you're a girl, you're getting hit on in the request folder. If you're a guy, you're getting mean comments. And this guy messages me and he goes, hey, that's how everybody works, man. You're not special. You're not different than anybody. I'm like, dude, I'm just talking about wanting to get drunk and eat frozen pizza. That action of me eating frozen pizza and wine should not be taken seriously. You should not be sending me a Facebook message of anger because I'm eating frozen pizza and saying that I'm tired from working 30 hours. Also, nothing in this life should be taken seriously. And I think we are not appreciating this life. You only get one, as they say. As that Drake song from 2011, YOLO. But like, you're going to look back on your life and like, your life will flash when you're 78 on a deathbed and be like, oh, I spent all those moments sending those mean comments. So you have time. You're not 78 unless you're 78 and listening to this podcast. So you got time to make up. You got time to fix that legacy. Or maybe you're too much of an ignorant prick.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that,